Amen. I believe each one here today is here today prepared to hear the word. Amen. If I were to give a topic for this message, it would be powerful or powerless. Powerful or powerless. We find that today is the most demanding, challenging time in the life of the believer that we have ever known. Pressure are mounting with each passing day. Our economy continues to decrease or deteriorate in spite of men's endless effort, amen, to turn things around. We are indeed surrounded by ever-increasing signs of the time. Can I get a witness? But, and the word but here, it means but what a beautiful time for God's people to rise up and allow him to begin to show greater demonstration of his power than we ever seen or heard. Amen. Somebody praying for me. We are long overdue in allowing God to be to us what he for so long wanted to be. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, the scripture says, "Don't know ye not that ye are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwell in you?" You didn't know that? Powerful or powerless? Which are you going to allow yourselves to be? The choice is up to us. We can be whatever we want to be in Christ. In our text, the scripture says, it states, 1 Timothy 5, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Too often, my brothers and sisters, we have allowed ourselves to become more involved or influenced by the circumstances that surround us, rather than, focusing in on the spirit that lives in us. By our power, nothing can be changed. But he who lives within us, amen, can cause the impossible to become possible. never change. For he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I don't know if those of you who perhaps in your homes you have what we call where you can have a fire hearth, you have a fire, and you would stir the fire if it get dim, and it can become dim, and you hardly can see. But you can stir it up, and you can begin to, it can begin to blaze high again. So must we as Christians stir our spirit. I believe you're following me because I'm going somewhere. Complacency and contempt must never be allowed to become, amen, characteristic of our spirituality. Hallelujah. Growth and maturity must be our goal. Powerful we can be. Powerful we must be. We find here in 2 Timothy. The scripture says, for God had not given us the spirit of fear. In thinking or talking about and looking up the word, the definition of fear, some people go to the Greek and Hebrew word fear includes anxiety. It declares distress, despair. It declares doubt. Dread. Panic. Suspicion and worry. These are the things we experience when we are fearful. Of course, the opposite of fear, if God has not given us the spirit of fear, then he gives us the opposite. He gives us the opposite of it. What is that? Some people immediately says, well, it is faith. Although this is correct faith, that's only one opposite of one opposite. Some other opposite includes assurance. Confidence. Trust. Courage, and unconcerned. I'm going to go somewhere. Look at me. I know. Amen. So God has not only given us faith. He gives us the power. Amen. He gives us the power, the confidence. He gives us power. He gives us more power. Amen. So as I stand here, I stand amazed of the amount of Christian fear in existence today. Without a doubt, this must be, amen, the most powerful of weapons in Satan's arsenal. Fear has virtually stopped the effective service of so many of God's people. He has convinced us that even though we are baptized with the Holy Spirit, we remain powerless vessels for Christ. Hallelujah. We have allowed Satan, amen, to cause us to miss out on many wonderful blessings simply because we are afraid to take God at his word, to trust him, and to fulfill his promises. Amen. 1 John 4 and 4. It says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So then fear is of the world. Therefore, it has no control over us. Unless, my brothers and sisters, we allow it. So total trust in God will cause us, amen, an increase in power. It will cause an increase in power in our lives that the devil will never be able to contend with. We continue here in 1 John, verse 18. It adds that there is no, amen, fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Fear was defeated, my brothers and sisters. And provision for all our needs were made when Christ died on the cross. Now is the time for us to stand and let the world know whose side we're on. Amen. Find that today in the time, today is the time to allow the power of God in our lives to surge forth rendering Satan powerless. We must begin to be more than a Christian that are waiting for the return of Christ. Someone said, well, I'm just waiting for the Lord. Only me. Just hanging in there, just waiting until God comes. Well, let us begin, amen. Let us become vessels of service. Let us allow the Holy Spirit, amen, to use us as he desires. A total commitment must come in our lives. Amen. God must have first place in our lives as well as in our hearts. The only risk involved are those used to test and develop our faith. Amen. We find that as the power of Satan continues to increase, so must we let the power of the Holy Spirit increase. We need to let it increase in our own lives, amen, to show the power and the supremacy of our Heavenly Father. Amen. In Acts 1 and 8, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Power for service. Power for victory. Power to live right. We stand in awe of the vast power that is created by atomic fusion. It is the most devastating power known to man. Yet this power cannot, amen, be compared to that of God. For he is, amen, the creator of all. And he creates all. He controls all. So let us continue in this direction, that we may continue to grow in the power of the Spirit. God must have overcomers through which he may overcome. Of course, we know there is an enemy to defeat. And to do this, there must be power in our lives. Amen. We find that the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost must reign. Let us remain sensitive to his Spirit, trustingly giving God a free hand. It will be a surprise and a joy when the end is revealed. Amen. We must now not ever forget that God is the source of all our strength. Amen. In Psalms 27, verse 1, 2. The scripture says, the Lord is my light. And my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Hallelujah. The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Amen. Of course, I believe that our ability to tap into this strength. Amen. God will then determine our effectiveness in this life. Of course, we know that there is an enemy. And the enemy has a plan. We need to realize that the enemy has a plan. The enemy is not, amen, fighting this war without a strategy. Just as we know that we need power from God in order to deal with the enemy, so does the enemy. He knows we need power. Therefore, the enemy's strategy is to cut the power off. He wants to stop the flow of communication, amen, between you and the power source. He wants to cut it off. And once this happens, the enemy victory over you is all but sure. Say, if I want to shut the airport down, I want to shut it down. I want to shut RDU down. If I want to shut the airport down, what do you think my strategy would be? To attack, amen, the tower. To seek to control the tower. Because that's where all the communication comes from. I want to make sure I shut that down. The tower determines who is going to land. Who is going to leave? Who's going to take off? Who is clad, amen, to cycle? So without direction from the tower, an airplane would be in big trouble. My brothers and sisters, we have a tower. We have someone in the control tower is giving us instructions, even telling us who can land. Amen. Who can take off? I am afraid today to announce some of us, we don't have, amen, we don't have on no headphone. We can't find a headphone. God wants to talk to us, but we don't have on no headphones. He wants to tell us, amen, you clear. You can take off. We've got the power. But we're not listening. You can go now. But we're not listening. Amen. We are not connected. Amen. To heaven. Can I get a witness? We are not connected. Amen. To the power source. Amen. The Holy Spirit is our source. It's the power source that will speak to us, that we can relate to, that we are able to say, I heard you. I'm on my knees. I heard you. Yes, I'm going to go. I can take off. Amen. So we must know that we can take off. We must know we can go. I feel that even in this present time, as we look to him, as we understand what he is saying to us, amen, as we seek his face, as we begin to call upon him, and then we get up and turn from our wicked ways, we can hear from heaven. We can hear from the source. We can hear from the power source. If we hear from heaven, God is really able to supply all of our needs. He's able to do for us what nobody else can do for us. He would assure us. He would give us the confidence. Amen. The contentment. The courage to go forward. You've got the power. You can go now. Thank you. Can I get a big this? Thank God for his power. So as we conclude this message, this short message, we are long overdue in allowing God to be to us what he was for so long wanting to be. He does. Are we powerful or powerless? Which are we allowing ourselves to be? Well, the choice is up to us. We can be whatever we want to be in Christ. Scripture says, for God has not given us spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. I know sometimes we get confused, but listen, Jesus has given us power. He has given us love. We are able to love one another. He has given us a sound mind. Hallelujah. That's how Jesus operates. He's a God all by himself. He's well able to supply all of our needs. Amen. We know that our Supreme Father is well able to help us. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. I am going to move on here. You know, I'm going to preach for you next time. Next time. But I want you to be in prayer for me and my family, that God would help us. I know we have a desire to please him. And he would allow us to do that if we would just submit ourselves to him. He would give us that opportunity. And he would help us. Can you say praise the Lord? I don't mind praying for you. I'll pray for you if necessary. If you want prayers, I would pray for you, knowing that God is able to help you. I don't think we're ashamed. We want to be prayed for. We want to increase in our faith. We want to be balanced. We want to be covered with his blood. Anybody need prayers? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, at this time, I'm going to turn it over to a pastor in the back there. Amen. All right. Let's give him a hand.